Jalen McMillan's 2025 lasted 4 games, and the reason was a broken neck. That sentence is doing all the discounting in this price. Receiver 58, pick 154. So this episode's job is to price the player underneath it. The season that exists, 4 games, all at the end. He fell awkwardly in Tampa Bay's second preseason game in August, what the head coach later described as a mild neck fracture, no surgery, months in a restrictive brace, per the Tampa Bay Times, spent 14 weeks on the shelf, and was activated in mid-December. 12 catches on 15 targets for 178 yards, no scores in weeks 15 through 18, including a 7-catch, 114-yard game against Miami in week 17 that looked exactly like the receiver Tampa drafted. 4 games is not a sample. We will not hang a per-game rank on it, and you shouldn't either. So the career case rests on 2024, 37 catches, 461 yards, and 8 touchdowns as a rookie, 9.0 half PPR points a game across 13 games, with a closing kick that had him in every year 2 breakout column 12 months ago. 8 scores on 37 catches is a rate nobody sustains, and also the mark of a rookie his offense already trusted near the end zone. That's the resume, one promising rookie year, one stolen season, one December flash.
The pattern beat is mostly abstinence. The year 2 receiver research we'd normally cite is about rookie seasons, and his rookie season was 2 years ago, no pattern in our library conditions on a medical redshirt. The 8 rookie touchdowns on 37 catches would have flagged as unsustainable in a fade cohort, and indeed, nobody should project that ratio forward. What's left is honest. The healthy version earned 9 a game, the price assumed 6.4.
Muffed! The situation is the interesting part. Mike Evans left for San Francisco in March, ending 12 years per NFL. And the June depth chart reporting out of Tampa, per the team site and the new coordinator Zach Robinson, has McMillan taking significant reps at the X receiver spot Evans vacated, with Igbuka at the Z and Godwin in the slot. The team site's June framing says he's returned to pre-injury form, and McMillan himself says the strength is all the way back. Around him, Emeka Igbuka led the team in receiving as a rookie, Chris Godwin returns as the room's elder, and Tampa spent a third-round pick on Georgia State's Ted Hurst. Baker Mayfield, who pushed for Robinson's hire per ESPN, is a constant. The returning target tree, Igbuka's 127 targets, Otten's 81, and the open question of who inherits Evans' 62. Tampa went 8-9 and lost the division on a tiebreaker. Mager. The price? WR58 at pick 154 for a third-year receiver whose healthy season produced 9 points a game at a slot that assumes 6.4. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite a neck injury from a booth, and we won't pretend the December tape and the ex-receiver job aren't sitting right there either. The caveat, both directions, and neck is the kind of injury that keeps a discount around even after the clearance, and if his August is clean, the roll math says, this price forgot the rookie year happened. Watch his August snaps at the X, that's the Evans inheritance, and it's the whole thesis, and how Tampa scripts his preseason usage, plus any midweek rest day pattern on the injury report, because that's how teams talk about necks without talking about them. Week 17 already told you what the healthy version looks like. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.